ocean, koala, or kangaroo? Well, for Australian people themselves, one of the symbols of Australia is this, Vegemite. Today, we are going to introduce Soymite, which is inspired by Vegemite. Please welcome our new mite, Soymite! Here's the table of contents.
First, we tell you about Vegemite. In 1923, Vegemite was developed by an entrepreneur named Fred Walker and the chemist Dr. Cyril Kirsten. They created a vitamin supplement paste by using the yeast, which was a byproduct of beer. Now, every morning and night, millions of Australians eat Vegemite with bread. In Australia, 23 million Vegemites are sold per year. This number is almost the same as Australian population. One Australian, one Vegemite.
Here in Hokkaido, we have thousands of visitors from Australia. Years ago, one Australian named Ross Findlay introduced the great quality of snow in his echo back at home. Then, by the word of mouth, Niseko became one of the most popular destinations to Australian skiers. Now, we can see them everywhere in Niseko. They stay rather long time. We are sure they miss their favorite Vegemite. So, we created our product, Soymite.
Next, about Soymite. As we mentioned, Vegemite is made from the byproduct of beer. We use okara, the byproduct of tofu. Surprisingly, in Hokkaido, more than 55,000 tons of okara is produced every year. Of course, we can use it in many ways. However, most of it is just thrown away. Actually, it costs 1.1 billion yen per year for disposal fee of okara. Why don't we use it? In addition, okara is rich in various nutrition. Please look at this chart. Okara have larger amount than other semi-productions. So, soymite is a superfood.
By using okara, we create soymite, which is tastes like Vegemite. It has teriyaki taste. There are many, many teriyaki restaurants in the world. In addition, you can find the word teriyaki in English dictionary. Teriyaki has already been very popular. Also, teriyaki is made of soy sauce, which is soul food of Japan. That's why we chose this taste.
Next, the way of public relations. We take full advantage of the similarity of Vegemite and Soymite. To make it known to more people, we will have street marketing. We put the logo of Soymite everywhere in Niseko, but we never tell what it is. In ski area, we put it on the foot of ski lift. Naturally, passengers of the lift see it for a while. To have Australian visitors see it is the key to make Soymite known to more people. As the logo is very close to that of Vegemite, Australian visitors will surely get interested in our product.
At first, we will put Soymite on the table restaurant in ski lodges so that people will try it. At the same time, we will sell it in local convenience stores in Seiko, where many foreigners come. We believe it will get well known among Australian visitors by word of mouth. Some of them will take it back home as a souvenir. Then, in Australia, people will get interested in Soymite as it has a lot of things in common with their favorite Vegemite. Soymite will go across the Pacific Ocean.
Next, about cost. It is 150 grams per one soymite.
it is the same size as that of Vegemite. These are details of its production cost. We will use okara, which is just thrown away, so it doesn't cost at all. Then we set the price 400 yen. Suppose all the foreign visitors to Niseko buy one soy mite, we can earn about 30 million yen at most per year. We are sure in the long run, the profit will get much bigger.
Now, as the summary of our presentation, I tell you two big advantages of our project. Turning waste to profit. We will use okara to produce soy mite, so we can decrease the amount of waste. It's like killing two birds with one stone. Cost effective. Its similarity with Vegemite and steel's marketing will surely interest Australian visitors with minimum cost. It can be effective to bring more foreign money to Hokkaido. Our project, Soymite, is very practical, effective, and is most likely to succeed.
Please welcome our new mite, Soymite! Okada is all cold. Thank you.
1, 2, 3. I want the winning team of 5 here. Raise your hand, and I'm gonna pick whoever raised your hand fastest. Okay? Oh, sorry. Okay, okay. Sorry. I'm watching. Okay. We'll count of 1, 2, 3. Okay. When I say 1, 2, 3, and you raise your hand. There we go. All right. Everyone got it? Okay. 1, 2, 3. I think the lady over there has the most enthusiastic hand-raising performance of the century. All right, girl. Good luck.
Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
My friends have been to Australia, but she said Vegemite is only popular among Australia. It is not popular in other countries. So are you going to sell only for Australia?
As I said before, I'm doing a Marmite. It's a series of Vegemites. It's a sister of Vegemites. Sister, brother, yeah, family. Yeah. So, in British, Marmite is very popular. So, we can sell it in British, of course. And our soy mite has teriyaki taste, and according to our presentation, there are many teriyaki restaurants in the world. So, it will be very popular all over the world. Thank you.